This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all know what time it is?
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Coach's Show.
With Falcons head coach, Arthur Smith. Brought to you by Mavis Tires and Brakes. Official tire retailer at the Atlanta Falcons. And the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. The Coach's Show is on. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Here's Dave Archer.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the home of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcon Radio Network. And it's the Arthur Smith Coach's Show right here, the home of the Atlanta Falcons. We get a chance to sit down with our head football coach and kind of go over what happened last weekend, or certainly yesterday, and what's coming up with the New York Giants on the horizon. Arthur, you had a chance to sit down now and go through the tape. I'm sure you watched the tape on the plane on the ride back, and probably watched it a couple more times since you've been home. Give me an idea what your thoughts were now that you've had a chance to digest yesterday's loss to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously disappointed with the outcome, you know. But you know, there is a silver lining. You know, our guys, you know, they kept swinging. We just got to take advantage. You know, you're in a ball game in the fourth quarter, where a lot of NFL games are. You're on the road, and they handled the situation better. You know, they flipped the field on us. You know, we didn't get the short yardage. We give them a short field, and they score. And then, you know, we had a couple tip pick sixes, and to their credit, they made plays, and we didn't in the fourth. So, you know, those are things that we got to break through here, you know. So we need to go and get a win. And but again, our guys, what you see coming through, these guys fight. There was improvement, but obviously not enough to go down there and beat a team like Tampa.
Arthur, from a game plan standpoint, you and I talked a little bit last night that this is a team was pretty good, pretty tough to run the football against, and has been the last couple of seasons. I think you kept with the run, and you tried the run, but your short passing attack was gonna help maybe win the day for you, and it certainly looked like things were going the way you wanted to. Had a couple odd plays, as you talked about. Were you feel comfortable about the way the game plan unfolded for you in the game?
Yeah, for the most part, you know. We sometimes you can look at some of those passes, as you know, Arch. I mean, those are rough. You know, it's kind of how the history of the West Coast offense. You know, if you go back and look at Bill Walsh in Cincinnati, a lot of it was out of necessity. And when you're playing a team as stout as they are inside, you know, we felt we had some opportunities we may have missed in the run game, but we knew it was going to be a kind of a tough game. Certain things they were going to try to take away, and that's the punch and the counter punch, which I love the challenge schematically. So. I thought Matt did a pretty good job. You know, we kept things moving and tried to adapt. And, you know, I was at least pleased that we'd made progress in our pass pro, which allowed us to implement that part of the game plan.
What do you do? I mean, there's not really much you can do, Arthur, about the tip balls. I mean, that's just kind of one of those screwy things that happens in a game, right? I mean, is there anything you can do, or is there anything Matt can do to prevent that from happening?
No, you said, I mean, some of it is, you know, when you get that time of the game and how guys are rushing, you know, you kind of fight in the mud on a scrimmage. The guys, you know, if they get them, you stop them there as quick sometimes as we set up. You know, there are certain drills you can use, but, yeah, maybe some ways, different ways we can attack them next time. But it all goes together. And then, you know, every once in a while, the guy made a play. And on two of them, they did. So we look at everything, you know, what we're doing schematically, what we can do maybe different, some drills we can maybe implement to help us when you get in that spot. You know, it goes both ways. You play in a humid environment like that against a good front. Like I said, we picked the ball up 48 times yesterday. And so at some point, you know, you get those battles, those guys, it becomes kind of a mush rush. And we got to find a way to get their hands down.
Arthur, I had charted Tampa a year ago and on their way to their Super Bowl. They were a big play offense, have been. Brady, I guess that's kind of Brady's MO, is big play offense. But explosive plays are 15 or yards or more. And I know that's something you wanted to limit. They were able to make some of those plays in the first half. I think I counted 8 15 yards or more plays for them offensively. They built the 21-10 lead. But then you guys shut the door on that in the second half. What was there something that you were able to get to, or just playing better defensively that you took away all the explosives for them in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, throwing different looks at them, you know, little subtleties. You know, we got certain things we could have executed maybe a little bit better with some of the underneath stuff that you kind of give up. You don't want to give those plays up. We try to basically, you eliminate the really explosive plays and some of those chunk plays, getting there, whether they manipulate the underneath coverage. I thought our pressure picked up. We at least affected them in the pocket, so it wasn't too comfortable. I think that helped Arch, as the game got going. We kind of calmed down. I thought Dante Fowler made a pretty big game-changing play down there and when they were driving. So that it all went together. We can't give away 21 points off turnovers. 14 of them were pick sixes. And then, another touchdown coming out of the half with a ball tipped right there. So we got to do a better job playing cleaner in all three phases.
Well, certainly, and no question about it, Arthur, and I completely hear what you're saying. I'm looking at things that I know you guys will build on each and every week as you try to get better and better. I thought there was a lot of versatile looks, a lot of different looks because of the versatility. Your personnel defensively, three-man rush, you brought some pressure, you made some zone pressures. And if you could, a quarterback of Tom Brady's ilk, I thought that you created some problems for him from deciphering what you were doing, and you got home three times. There's got to be some satisfaction there, I would assume.
Well, like I said, there are some encouraging things. It's such a long season. Obviously, we don't you don't want to be in this 0-2. We need to go get a win. But as you're building something and you're trying to, you're actually trying to build a culture and something that can sustain around here, there was some encouraging signs. But, sometimes it's hard to say that because the competitor was just, you need to win. So, but there's certainly things that we take in the right way and don't make the same mistakes and learn lessons and truly take it in so we can get better, give ourselves a chance. We need to go win a football game this weekend.
Yeah, bottom line is going and getting wins. And there's no question Atlanta will be trying to do that this weekend as they travel to New York to take on the Giants, New Jersey, actually, to take on the Giants. This is the Arthur Smith Coaches Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Dave Archer talking with our head football coach, Arthur Smith. Arthur, you continue to find ways to maybe implement Kyle Pitts into the system. He made a really phenomenal catch, isolated against Levante David, the outstanding linebacker in the slot, which is part of what he's going to do. He create matchup problems. How do you feel like your number one is coming along? I know you're trying to feed him as much as he can drink in right now, but that's tough for a rookie.
Yeah, pleased with how he's coming along. There are some little plays that he made that kind of go unnoticed that I thought they're encouraging. Him blocking at the point of attack, I think it's huge. When he can show that he can pretty much line up in every damn position on the field other than behind the center, the better we're going to be. And so he's handling all that stuff. And, he saw some things yesterday, which is why we wanted to draft him. And, he's the high, that's where we picked him. There's some things that are really natural for him for a big guy. Like you're talking about that catch he made, that's thrown into a tight window. He doesn't even break stride. Reaches just behind him and scoops it in and keeps going. I had a good coach tell me one time that a real pro is the guy that makes the hard look easy. That certainly he did that at times yesterday.
Yeah, he sure did. There's no question about it. I think the fans are thirsty to see Kyle Pitts touch it more and more, and I know that's your plan is to try to get it to him more and more when opportunity presents itself. Arthur, Cordarrelle Patterson, how much did you know about this guy and And you guys' acquisition, you and Terry bringing him in, really a coup in my book. As I watch all the different things you're able to do with him, he made a, several plays yesterday, including that one-handed catch that he ultimately shoved in the end zone for you guys on the play Matt scrambled. But just Cordarrelle Patterson and how you kind of found him, or and what did you know about him coming into the season?
Well, that's what helps when, you know, we brought in staff who've been in a lot of different places. And so we had some guys that I've worked with him, and he's a unique football player, and that's what he is. I mean, everybody, obviously the impact he's had in his league on the kickoff returns, and, you know, people started him out as a receiver, kind of a gadget guy. And then he kind of, in Chicago, they started using him a little bit more in the backfield. And it helps when you have guys that have coached him before. Dave Vergone, Charles London, obviously Ted Monachino was on the other side of the ball there in Chicago, so they could really vouch for him. And then, you know, it just takes the whole staff. Everybody looks at him, and you know, when you bring in free agents, there's always unknown. You'd like to have as much information or the comfort of somebody actually knows the player, the person. And that was the case with us. And really happy he's here. But that's a team effort there, Arch, and how he got here, kind of how we were trying to build this.
Well, it's fun to watch where you got him lining up. He's lining up everywhere, which, I mean, that's got to be a problem on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, trying to find where Cordarrelle Patterson's going to line up and get somebody that can cover him or tackle him, put him on the ground, no question about it. Arthur Smith here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Coach's Show. And Arthur, I didn't know that I'd ever see it, but you tapped into Ryan's, I guess, zone read ability, his ability to run the option from Pinchardt High School in Philadelphia, but pretty good play by your quarterback to get in the end zone, read it the right way, and then a little athletic play to go over the top to get you the two-point play.
Yeah, I never thought I was joking. Talk about him speed development. You know, he went back to the basics, went back to his option quarterback days at Penn Charter. And I don't know if he would have, I don't know what the vert was there, but he got over the top, got the job done.
Yeah, no question about it. It was fun to see Matt, and I know he was fired up. When you look at the way the offensive line responded from week one to week two, and I know it was there was still some problems and some things you needed to work on from a protection standpoint, how did you feel like they answered the bell? It certainly looked like they stepped their game up significantly, what you asked them to do here in week two.
Yeah, I mean, that's a challenge. I mean, we got to make progress every week, but that's what you want to see mentality-wise. You got to find different ways. This league, you know, if you become obvious, they'll take away your fastball. And if you don't have a counterpunch, and so yesterday was a good step in the right direction. You know, there's certain things we want to accomplish. You know, maybe we left some on the table in the run game. We certainly go back and look at that. We knew interior, you know, it'd be tough sledding at times, certain schemes, and what they were going to try to take away. And when you can prove that you can actually go out there and be effective and you're not one-dimensional and you can actually pick the ball up 48 times, that's encouraging, especially coming off a game. Like last week, we felt, you know, we didn't feel very good about the pass pro, and these guys stepped up, and that's what you want to see, and that was encouraging. There's always stuff, as you know, Arch. We got to be objective in what you can clean up, but it was pleased to see Mayfield step up. You know, you've seen in your time around the league, Arch, that stuff can mentally break people, and you find out about people when they have some adversity, and that was encouraging, at least about Jalen.
It's the Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, we'll tap into coaches. Just a quick look at what the Giants will bring to the table, and certainly touch on a couple plays within this game this last weekend that might have turned the tide right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Back to more of the Arthur Smith Coach's Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Dave Archer.
Don't forget, Falcon fans, you save on tires at Mavis Tires and Brakes when the Falcons score a touchdown. For each score the Falcons score a touchdown, you save $25 instantly on four select tires, and it's the next day only. That'd be today. You need to get in today to take advantage of the $50. Atlanta scored touchdowns in two different quarters yesterday. That's $50 of savings on Mavis Tires and Mavis Tires and Brakes. Make sure you visit MavisTire.com to find a store near you. Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the Coach, Arthur Smith, the Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the home of the Falcons. And Arthur, when you look at plays within, and I know when you get into games against good football teams, you have to make the plays when they present the opportunities. And nobody knows it more probably than the players do. I point to a couple players, a couple of plays in particular. You get the tip pass there early third quarter. Get the unfortunate tip ball. Barrett picks it off. And two plays later, Moreau has a chance to intercept the pass along the sideline on a back shoulder fade. Do you have to say anything, or is that just something Fabian knows he's got to make that play because that's a game-changing, potentially game-changing type play?
Yeah, I mean, you can even back it up further than that. You know, you come out, you know, we were getting the ball after half. We were able to get 3 points. And you talk about trying to double people up. You know, we want to be really good at the end of the halves, end of games, situational football. So, you know, we get the ball, and, you know, you can see the effect that Cordell Patterson has on the kick return game. And so they were squibbing it, and Avery takes it, and we get across 50. And it's the little things that drive you nuts, you know. And it's nothing's intentional. But when you go in there and it's 50-50 and you put your hand like that, point of attack, and the guy goes down, they're going to call that every time. And so, you know, there's a horse collar, they pick it up. So either way, you take a good return, and now you're backed up. You get 8 yards on the first down, and then the ball gets tipped on second. But, you know, it's just the ripple effect of coming out of the half with the penalty, backed up, you know, take a step forward, and then the ball gets tipped, they pick it, and then they almost hand us right back to it. And yeah, you show it. You know, sometimes, you know, it's obvious, kind of like, you know, no doubt he's got to make it, but you do show it because those are big momentum plays, you know, missed opportunity on a big play.
Yeah, opportunity, certainly several opportunities there. When you get a situation when you've got field position that seemed like you were backed up a bunch, what's the philosophy there, Arthur, when you start thinking about, I know I got to get a couple first downs here, but we got to go put points on the board as well. What's the thought process? Take us inside of a play caller's mind, if you will, and how that works.
Yeah, it depends where you're at. You know, the one thing I felt in the way that the first half of Philly probably got pretty conservative right at the end, and we had the false start, and that bothered me, you know, because the way that game unfolded, you know, they were getting the ball after half and at some point, and so just depends on the situation. You know, you got to calculate the risk of how aggressive you want to be. And so, was probably more aggressive yesterday, you know, than I had been, because I thought that was the best for us, and we handled it. And, you know, that led to that one third down that Pitts got, that catch, and kind of got us out of there. And we need to go down and obviously capitalize off that. But then the one late in the game is 28-25. You get 8 yards on first down, and then, you know, we only get one on the second down, and obviously we didn't make it on third and short. So, and then the punt and everything kind of rippled, and the ripple effect from there.
Well, Arthur Smith here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Arthur, I want to talk about the defensive side of the football now a little bit with you. We got Dante Fowler is coming up. They're going to join us in our player portion of your show this afternoon. You mentioned that Dante had obviously a huge play in the game, the strip sack that you guys ended up with in stopping a drive that was it was in plus territory at the time. Where is Dante coming back from? He had some injuries last year, had some issues that didn't have the production maybe that everybody expected him to have. How do you feel like Dante started the season off for you?
Yeah, you know, obviously I didn't know Dante. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these guys, I knew of Dante from the AFC South when he was drafted in Jacksonville. But to Dante, a lot of credit. He's coming here. And he's worked. He's bought in. The guy goes. I mean, he freaking goes, and as we play as all 11, I mean, he makes plays. You know, the easiest thing to do when you're kind of designated as a designated pass rusher is just to say, hey, screw the scheme and just go one-on-one. And, I think all these guys are starting to progress to play within a scheme and how, you know, we pressure certain rush packages. And he certainly did a nice job countering on that one. He got the sack fumble. There were some really good effort plays. You know, trying to contain, help set some other guys up in certain pressure packages, and then just really his effort. And there's some plays late in the game. It says a lot about Dante Fowler. You know, as I said, about coaches and players and really your culture is that, you know, how do guys respond when you struggle, when they, you know, may game may start to, you know, look like it's out of hand and how hard he's still going. Those are things that you think will be routine. They aren't always routine, and those are the underrated plays that Dante makes.
There's things that jump off to me, Arthur, when I'm watching games just simply because I played the game. But when I see the interaction of players, I know that you had a poor punt coming out that ended up being, I don't know, out of bounds near the, I guess, plus territory. And as he left the field, Eric Harris made a beeline over. And this is one of the guys you brought in, one of the guys you were talking about from a culture standpoint that's going to help kind of get you where you want to be. Not there yet, but that's, you're going in that direction. I mean, he pulled him off to the side, and he spent some time with him. And they're on defense. He's got to be out there on the field getting ready to go. Yet he took the time off the sideline before he came on the field to spend a little bit of time, just he and the punter, and talking with Nisler, like talking that through. And not that it makes any feel any better, but just some of the leadership you're seeing from some of the guys you brought in, it's pretty, I would assume it's kind of what you were looking for.
Yeah, it's absolutely what we're looking for. You know, those are things, you know, Arch, I get mad at certain things, you know, if we don't, we screw something up operationally. You know, I kind of call the captain obvious, like there's no reason for to start, you know, screaming a guy out. Like he knows he screwed up. I mean, those are the ones, I mean, I don't know what that handles. I guess you, the player, if you think it's a lack of focus, but that's not the issue. And when you got guys like Eric who are authentic leaders, you're right. You know, you notice it. Those are the things that, you know, a lot of people don't notice, but very, very pleased with Eric and what he's brought to the table.
Head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith, with us for a couple more minutes here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Arthur Smith Coaches Show. Arthur, can you give us a thumbnail? I know you haven't dove completely into it. There's some advanced scouting on the Giants, but you haven't completely immersed yourself in that yet, trying to put this game behind you from Sunday with the guys coming in and watching the tape. But what do you know about the Giants and traveling up to New Jersey to take on the Giants in their building?
Yeah, it'll be a tough challenge. Joe Judge, man, I know how he runs that program. It's a hard-nosed place. You know, where they're at, you know, both teams were desperate to go in there and get a win. You know, obviously Joe, he cut his teeth, you know, on the special teams. They're really solid on that side of the ball. It's a really good scheme defensively. They can throw multiple packages at you. And then obviously on the offense, they got playmakers, and you know, we'll have our challenge. You got a quarterback that can run on the zone read. So again, it's life in the NFL, and both teams are same, you know, every week, but we got two teams in similar spots. It's going to be a hell of a challenge.
I know it's not your problem to deal with. It's Joe's problem to deal with, but the way they lost to Washington this last weekend, kicking a field goal, or a field goal that they thought was missed, and they'd won the game, and then you got a guy jumps offside, makes one of those mental mistakes that you're talking about that you're trying to eliminate from your team, makes one of those mistakes that allows them to reboot and kick it and end up winning the football game. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that. What do you do? The highs and lows of football are phenomenal. You and I have both been around the game a long, long time. But in that situation, what do you do with that as far as kind of keeping your mentality, your team in the right spot?
Yeah, certainly. You know, like I said, I mean, losing in this league, I mean, it's, you know, that's the challenge. It's what you love about it. It's like sometimes you think people are half crazy. You know, it's the highs and lows. It's kind of like you're like an addict for the torture sometimes that you get on something like that. But there's nothing like it. It's, you got to bounce back, and that's the thing. You got to get back up, and you got 15 more of these things, and certainly when the games are that close and they come down to little things like that, it's certainly you got to make sure that you get these guys and keep them together. So that's a challenge every week. You know, when you're not winning, is to make sure that, you know, you're focused on the right things, because it's such a long season, and a season can change in a heartbeat.
Well said. I'll let you get out of here and let you get the game plan. It reminds me, Arthur, of a line from legendary coach of the Washington Redskins, George Allen. One of the great scenes where they ask Allen about losing. He says, it kills you. It kills you to lose. He says, it doesn't kill you all the way. It just kills your liver or your kidney or something like that. But it kills part of you. Fairly true. That's fairly true, is it not?
It's very accurate. As I said, I think, you know, I always say, I love it. You know what you're signing for. Nobody's a victim. And you try to remind yourself, but God almighty, when you lose, it does. And so, you know, but it's like, hey, do you really believe in the stuff you preach and how you handle it? And that's what I think you find out a lot about your culture. And I think the one positive is we got down twice and these guys stand up and kept swinging. And I'm just sick that we, you know, we got to grow and we got to learn from this to either take off so we're not making the same mistakes. You know, you get into a dogfight 28-25 and, you know, they handled it. And that's why they're Super Bowl champions, and we got to do better.
Arthur, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always. Well, there he is, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith. We appreciate him joining us. He's going to do every Monday with us here on the home of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 99. The game coming up next, the player portion of the show, and we've called an audible. The audible is to Marlon Davidson, and he did something pretty special this weekend. The first one.
It's time for the player of the game on the Arthur Smith Coaches Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it's now our player portion of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show, and we get a chance to catch up with our defensive tackle, Marlon Davidson. Marlon had a big moment yesterday, first career NFL sack. Marlon, you know, if you score a touchdown, a lot of times they give you the ball. Did you get, like, you get a lock of hair of Tom Brady's hair or something like that? How'd it work out for you?
Nah, man, I just got a lot of congrats, man. First one time from Grady Jarrett, that would mean a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a fun day for me.
So tell me about that now. When you take on, I remember as a young player when I was playing, you had to make sure that you didn't get too caught up in the who you were playing and all that kind of stuff. But he's a different dude now. 7 Super Bowls, MVP, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Did any of that go through your mind as you're dropping him on the grass?
Yes, of course. I mean, it got to me when I was on the sideline. I was like, dang, I just sat Tom Brady. But in a day, like, man, I'm out here to win a game. You know what I mean? Like, that play behind me, now it's time to move forward. You know what I mean? Like, even though it was so much more sweeter to even for it to be Tom Brady, you know, for my first career ever, my first career sack in the NFL, you know what I mean? It was a great feeling, but sometimes you got to flush that feeling and go back out there and play the next snap. You know what I mean? Like, it's still more of a game instead of just one play.
I hear you. And you did that. You got back to – you guys played much better in the second half, Marlon. I was documenting, they made some explosive plays on you guys in the first half, but you really shut the door on all that stuff in the second half. What did you guys do to kind of slow them down?
I mean, we just played football. We played football. We played physical. We played hard. I mean, we did our jobs. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, when you're playing in the games, people want to do more than what they're supposed to. People want to make the big play. We just stopped trying to make the big play and then started playing team football. And I mean, it showed. And I mean, we can be a great defense. We can be a really pretty good defense this year. If we just stay our course and just stay playing, keep playing hard, keep playing full effort to the ball, and just having fun. You know what I mean? That's all that matters.
Well, they're not a great rushing team, but you guys limited their run game yesterday. Did you feel like that it was going to be a game where you're going to be rushing the passer? Did you think that maybe the run game for them was just a change-up, or did you think they'd try you in the run game?
I mean, of course. I mean, every team is going to try to establish a run game before they do their passing stuff. Even though they still had a great Tom Brady, you know what I mean? They still came out the ball game, want to run. You know what I mean? So, like, when you're going out in a game, man, you just expect whatever. You know what I mean? You just play the game. Play the game how the game is being played. If it's run, it's run. If it's pass, it's pass. I don't care what it is, you know what I mean? As long as I'm playing hard, I can live with them. You know what I mean? And just to have that, we played good against the run the other day, you know what I'm saying? It's just a good day that way. So, I mean, we got to clean up some more things, and we got to play better and finishing. You know what I mean? But it's going to be a pretty good year for us.
Falcons defensive tackle Marlon Davidson with us on the player portion of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And just really some screwy bounces. You fight your way back into the game, really make some plays defensively, made some plays offensively. All of a sudden you look up, it's 28-25, and you've got the champs on the ropes. And then you get the couple of tip balls that result in touchdowns. How much did that sap you guys a little bit?
I mean, it's tough to be in a situation like that, but at the end of the day, like, it's football, man. We go out there, we play football every day. You know what I mean? So anything happens, you know what I mean? On any given Sunday, anything will happen. So, I mean, you know, you just got to play the game for what the game is. You know what I mean? Like, they get a peak six, so what? You go back out there and you try to play again. Like, no matter what, you never give up. And, like, that's just our mindset. That's why we kept fighting. You know what I mean? Grady's on the sideline. Like, no matter what, we're going to play. We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep him up. you know, keep doing it. We'll keep doing it. Because no matter what we can control, what we can control. You know what I mean? Like, it happened, it happened. It sucks. But, I mean, you know, bounce back again this week coming up. We have another game. So, got to keep playing. We can't let one game mess us up for the whole year. Or two games from the first two games that we lost. I mean, we got to keep playing. Sooner or later, we're going to have a breakthrough.
Well, Grady told me, and I think I told you this when we were out at camp, Grady's leans on you big time for the energy you bring to the table. How tough was it for you, Marlon, last year, dealing with the injury issues and the things that were going on with the pandemic and all that stuff? You only were able to line up in 8 games, and I know you were, after having played 50 games as an Auburn Tiger, you were chomping at the bit to play. How tough was last year for you?
It was extremely tough, man. It was extremely tough. Like, it was a lot mentally, more so, and it was a lot physically, you know, with my knee and everything that was going on. So it was different for me, you know what I mean? Like, I normally could fight through whatever. I feel like I was Superman. I feel like I was everything, you know what I mean? I felt like I was that guy. So when you can't be that person, you know what I mean, it takes a lot mentally. For somebody, especially me being 22 years old, you know what I mean, it was a lot for me, you know? It was all new to me. But, I mean, this year, man, was a year that I was like, man, I'm going to produce. I'm going to be better than I was last year. You know, I'm just trying to put my name into the NFL and be like, this guy here can play in the NFL and he can play at a high level.
Marlon Davidson, former Auburn Tiger, Falcons second-round draft pick a year ago, played in 50 games as an Auburn Tiger. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, was the first Auburn Tiger defensive lineman to start as a freshman since 1985. Marlon ended up with 28 tackles for loss and 14 and a half sacks in his Auburn career. While we're on Auburn, did you watch Auburn play Penn State the other night?
Yeah, man, it sucks on that game too, man. But I'm glad that these guys, they fought, man. And, you know what I mean? Like, in a day, like, it's all about fighting. But me, man, as long as you're giving effort, as long as you're giving effort and showing that you want to be able to have a chance to win, I can live with that. It's just when people don't fight, when people just be like, okay, it is what it is. You know, I can't live with that. But just knowing that those guys were fighting, man, I took my hat off to those guys.
Marlon, tell me about this defense, Dean Pease's defense. What, you know, obviously you guys are growing, you're learning what's going on, doing some things. I know it's been tough to lose the first two, but tell me about this defense and what you are encouraged about. What do you like about the defense that Dean Pease calls?
Sure, that he let us play. I mean, he let us play, man. And, like, that's the only thing that you can ever ask for as a player on the team. It's for them to let you play the way that you play and how you play. And just have fun doing it, you know what I mean? Like, Coach Pease, man, he's a different coach than what I always had. Like, he's not finna scream, not finna yell, not finna do all of that, you know? Like, he gets mad about certain stuff because he's passionate about it, you know what I mean? But it just so much love in the room, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's different, you know what I mean? And, like, I respect him so much as a coach just for allowing us to have the opportunity to make the plays that we do.
Well, Marlon, pretty good challenge coming up for you. It's kind of ironic. The guy you're going to be taking on this weekend is a Penn State running back, Saquon Barkley, the running back for the New York Giants, one of the better young backs in the National Football League, who's coming off injury himself this year. What do you know about Saquon and about the challenge of going to New York?
What I know about Saquon is that he's really good. Just dead honest with you, man. He's a great running back. He's versatile. He can do it all. I mean, he's a great football player, man. And, like, that lucky to have that guy back. So, and I mean, like, that team, that's a pretty good team. That's a pretty good team. So, you have to see, so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.